Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The insurance has been settled, Harry. And first off, what does that mean for the immediate future of the Buffalo Grand Hotel?
It means we can finally put our attention, effort, and resources towards revitalizing, reopening, restoring the hotel. It's been, when you think about it, it's been nearly 5 years. 2 years of pandemic, which was essentially a wasteland, and 2 years and 8 months of insurance battle. That's a pretty long drought, and we're very happy to see the end of that. So now there is certainly work to be done. But it's hopefully constructive work, and we certainly have every intention of having this place up and running before the next tourist season begins.
What areas of that hotel need the most work or the most immediate work?
Well, that's two different questions. The most work is clearly in the event center, where the main ballroom is on the third floor at the Charles Street end of the building. The least work is in the guest wing at the other end of the building where the off-ramp is for the expressway, the guest rooms. The guest rooms are in pretty good shape. I won't say they're perfect. There was a lot of smoke and water damage, and we certainly have some cleanup to do. But the fire itself, the physical damage of the fire, was hundreds of yards away at the other end of the building. So there's a ton of work to be done in the event center, a lot less to be done in the guest rooms. And the guest rooms had been only weeks before the fire had largely been refurnished from the furniture we'd bought from the Pennsylvania Hotel, which was all new furniture. So a lot of work had been done, and it was just a shame the timing of when the fire happened. We were about to open the curtains on quite a different feel of the hotel, but at least we're now able to turn our attention to that.
You said you wanted to get this work completed and get the hotel opened up by the start of the next tourist season. How that's doesn't seem like a lot of time. We were in September. The season probably starts in the spring.
Yeah, yeah. Again, the guest wing itself, and I think that's the main concern of, well, us as a hotel business and the city as wanting as much hotel capacity restored to the market. Because this is, after all, a quarter of the rooms in downtown Buffalo in one place, which is important in a city that has certain amount of snow, you know, it's you have an event, you want to have it in one place. But our priority is to get the guest rooms going, and I do believe that we will have them functional. I'm not going to hold on a date because dates have a habit of slipping away on us. But next spring is, you know, it still gives a good deal of time for an area that was structurally sound and had a lot of work done to it already. Again, it was smoke and water in that part of the building, and not much of it.
How frustrating has it been for you with the pandemic, with the fire, with trying to get this insurance settlement taken care of? And I know you had a foreclosure to fight.
That's a rhetorical question, right? It's been a bloody nightmare. Absolutely exhausting on every level, physically, emotionally, financially. It's been exhausting. So we're glad to see proverbial light at the end of the tunnel.
And once the guest rooms are set, the event center is set, what do you hope to, in addition to bringing guests to the Buffalo Grand, what are you hoping? Are you hoping to bring events to the Buffalo Grand Hotel, the like?
Well, that was why it was originally acquired, not because it was, as it stood, a great passive cash flow. I mean, it needed a lot of work. It needed to be brought back to the format and the reputation even of when it was the Buffalo Hilton, which was, you know, the place in town. That's where you had your big events and your meetings and weddings and political events and so on. It was and still is the biggest hotel in the region. And that was our intent. We did not see this as something where we'd simply take over and hang our shingle out and life would go on. And, you know, the intent was to upgrade it, restore it, and make it into a complete self-contained event center. You know, we were 2 weeks away from opening the expanded guest ballroom, which, and I'm sure you've been in there many times, the seating capacity was around 1,000, as it was in the last 20 years. With the renovations we had done, and were largely completed just before the fire, you could seat 4,000 people in that room now. We took out the walls, opened up completely. Do you remember when it was the tennis court?
I don't remember that with the tennis court.
It was, I can send you a picture of that if you have given me your email. It was originally, it was built, as we believe, as a casino gaming floor. And that didn't happen. So for about 20 years, the ballroom area was one giant open space with 10 tennis courts, a swimming pool, a running track, and squash courts. And then over time, when it was bought by Fred Kummer as the Adams Mark Hotel, no longer the Hilton, he converted it into what was more recently known as the main ballroom with all the gathering space outside. But when you took those walls down, as we did, and that space was opened up, you can seat 4,000 people in there now. And that's the way it is now. The hotel, the fire, was in the banquet kitchen adjacent to that space. So there was dramatic damage. That was where the gruesome part was, where the melted ceiling and the blackened. I mean, it was really quite a movie set in there. But that was where the heavy fire was, and the damage was to a lot of mechanical systems in that specific area, smoke and water, you know, drywall partitions, etc., vents and so on. But the major physical damage was in that section of the building. The rest of it was collateral damage from, you know, the impact of the water, the smoke, the sprinklers being closed for quite a while. But we now have a very dramatic space over there We wanted to then turn that into a destination event center, so we were essentially producing our own events. We didn't have to wait for a hockey game or a football game or a concert. Those certainly we'd accommodate, but if we were able to put on our own events in there and be competitive for things like the car show, then we would be proactively and aggressively producing events in there on our own. And that would give a combo, if you can think about it, if we were doing concerts, for example, we would have enough seats in there with a residency if a major performer was there for a week. You know, we could do more seats easily than the KeyBank Center, right on our site. And that was the intent, and that remains the intent. And we were close. We were very close. We were within days. Who knows who set that fire? We still don't. That was part of why the insurance settlement took so long. Still do not know who set that fire. I guess the key message is we've endured a lot, but we have hung in, and we will see this through. And the intent is not to reopen it with a lick of paint. The intent is to bring it up to a new standard and make it something the city is proud of. We have had a settlement. Obviously, there were compromises. There's an awful lot of work to do. But I think we've proven that there's some tenacity on our side here. And in the end, there'll be quite a story to be told. But not yet. We can get the hotel open first.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.